This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
So, Cindy, here we are on the Out Games closing. How's the week been for you?
Excellent. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It's been worthwhile making the effort to come down here. And it's been overwhelming, the number that are here and the friends we have made from other parts of the Pacific.
Have you been down here all week?
Yes, I arrived here Friday night and I'm heading off back to Hamilton tomorrow morning.
So what have been the highlights for you?
Well, the biggest highlight for me was the human rights hui on the Tuesday, when we had over 100 transgender people there and we mixed up and had a good time. That was one of the main things, but yes, I think the whole week was good.
Have you been out to any cultural events or some of the exhibitions around town?
I've seen the Assume Nothing exhibition. I saw that and the movie. No need to go to that. I've got the video now, so I can watch it when I go home.
Did you go to the opening of that exhibition?
Yes, in Hamilton, the Waikato Museum told us we had to go and make a digital story of our transition. There were two of us. And I've just donated I showed the story on Thursday afternoon here, and I donated the story and the storyboard that I made up to the archives.
And were you involved with the opening ceremony for the Out Games?
Yes, I was here on Saturday, and that was great too.
How was that to be involved with 1,500 other gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual people?
It's marvellous. It's great to be able to come out and enjoy oneself without being tied up, meeting the others as well. From all over the Pacific Rim, and I've met up with quite a few Indians and made great friends, and we'll be going, when I get home, we'll be adding them to the old Facebook page.
What about the parties? Have you been to any of the parties?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to the last one tonight, and I went last night to Miel. I didn't stay too long, I was getting tired. And been a hard week.
So how have the parties been? Have they been well attended?
Yes, they have. I think I was at the Miao and I'll be going to the Revolution tonight. I hope I don't sleep in for the bus in the morning.
So what do you think the best part of this whole week's been about?
Well, I think it's the getting together of all the people of the different diversity and being able to speak out their problems, and we go back knowing what we can do to try and help others to get their countries to toe the line, as it were, with discrimination and violence.
Some of those countries, some of the rights violations were pretty horrific, aren't they?
Yeah, very, especially hearing the story of the young Nepalese boy who got fired from the army. It was an amazing story.
I haven't heard that one. What was that about?
Well, he was he's only a little short fellow, and he was in the Nepalese army, and they threw him out. And from what I could gather, he got very limited English, and he was thrown in jail because of his transition from female to male.
Do you know how long he was in jail for?
Not sure. Well, at the hui we had in at the St. Andrew's Church Hall, he broke down when he was telling us the story. It was very moving.